A federal judge has ruled that the U.S. government overstepped its bounds when it bailed out American International Group, or AIG, during the financial crisis. But despite that ruling, he did not award the plaintiffs a monetary reward. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
A federal claims judge handed AIG's former shareholders a symbolic victory, saying the government's unduly harsh treatment had no legitimate purpose. In response, the Federal Reserve, which extended what eventually ballooned into more than $180 billion in bailout funding, defended itself, calling its role in the takeover, quote, legal, proper, and effective. When it happened on September 16, 2008, the U.S. financial system was in mid-collapse. The crisis had already shut down or forced the sale of Bear Stearns, Lehman Brothers, and Merrill Lynch. Suddenly, AIG, which insured nearly all big financial institutions, was itself at risk.
They used to be the biggest insurance company in the world.
The Federal Reserve made the deal Tuesday to save AIG from collapse in what the New York Times describes as the most radical intervention.
The federal government announced an $85 billion bailout plan for the insurance giant AIG. The company was on the verge of bankruptcy.
Over the next 4 years, AIG stabilized, and the government eventually sold off its 80% stake at a profit. But in 2011, AIG's largest shareholder, former CEO Maurice, or Hank Greenberg, brought a class action suit alleging it was not legal for the government to own equity in AIG. Many thought the case far-fetched at the time. The judge did not award damages. Without the bailout, he says AIG shareholders would have ended up in bankruptcy. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.